to rebuild their lives, and we provide relief for young carers. My description is, we're about giving children their childhood. They are, after all, the future of everything. This parish, this village, this county, this country, our society. All children here matter. Now, if you want to find out more, there are case studies, there are stories, there's more about the history that you would find on the website. And if you go to the website or get your grandchildren to take you there, because they're better than we are at this, just type in the Children's Society to any search engine and you'll find our website. From the very start, the society has been dealing with poverty, and we're still dealing with it today. Poverty nowadays that many of us don't see, it's hidden away. It almost seems that that's intentional. But we've had to change with the times in the way we deal with that and in what we're doing. And we tackle poverty in a very different way. Poverty can be very hard on children, especially when they see their peers who appear to have everything. Children can't go to a party if they can't take a present. Poor children can't have a party and invite others, so they won't get invited back. They can't take part in activities at school because they haven't got the money. Something's being done about that. And often churches find money to enable the poorer children still to go on church outings of all sorts. But it takes us to make that difference. Now, we've gone through massive changes. It started off with children's homes, a family environment, it says in the website information. Family environment meant families of up to 12 children, because actually that was a normal number in Victorian times. There have been two world wars where adoption became key, because parents were killed, often both parents killed, and children were left with no support. In the late 40s, we changed our name to the Church of England Children's Society. And if you look on the Charity Commission site, we are still the Church of England Children's Society. But as times have gone on, we have changed the way we're seen so that we are the Children's Society, because we don't care about race, colour, or creed. We care about children and making a difference to all children that need our help in this country. But we remain a Christian charity. The critical thing these days is, as I've said, to influence policy, to make sure that people never forget about the children or about their responsibility, their duty to look after them, to ensure that the money is made available. One of the things I love about the Children's Society is that we change money to be 10 times, 100 times, 1,000 times, or more than the money we collect, because we unlock the money that has been promised but isn't necessarily given to help children. We make sure that those in need get connected to the money that has been budgeted. One example of that is the Fair and Square campaign. This happened at the time of a previous election when Nick Clegg took over the drive for free school meals. But we also sent messages to MPs, all MPs, from lots of our 10,000 or so supporters, to say how important this was, to give those who really needed a fair and square meal every day at least that one good meal, a school lunch. Now, a lot more than just the poor children got those meals, but by giving them to everybody in reception year one and year two, it got round the, oh, I daren't take that meal because it would show I'm poor. Not wanting to be the odd one out who goes to second sitting or is given the purple ticket. And once they've established that free school meals aren't an issue, our hope is that they will apply for them and keep getting them after those first 3 years. We unlocked £130 million a year funding, not all for poor children, But it only cost £60,000 to do that. And that's what I mean about multiplying the money that's given. Now our three core areas are dealing with the exploitation of children. And there is a lot in the newspapers these days about what's happening, turning them into drug dealers, sexual exploitation, evil people doing evil things, dealing with families in financial crisis. That's back to the roots of poverty. And helping children with mental health problems. Over 2 years ago, we started a process of raising an extra £50 million over 5 years so that we could employ an extra 160 direct youth workers who would deal one-on-one with children. That was going to give to support to 24,000 children. As part of the way we evolve, that is now core strategy to help those children most desperately in need. On the exploitation of children, laws need to be changed. We need to incorporate child exploitation into the Modern Slavery and Sexual Offences Act, and we are campaigning behind the scenes a lot of the time to make people in power aware of the importance of that. We need to be able to prosecute the criminals. We as a society, not the children's society, need to be able to prosecute the criminals who are targeting children. We need to get departments to work together and to share information to ensure that we find these criminals. And we need statutory guidance to let people know what they should be doing. We need safeguarding arrangements. You're having your safeguarding talk. I've been made to do a safeguarding online training session. Please go to the talk. It's a lot better than the online session. We need structured partnerships. We need to collect and collate information to make sure that all agencies share what is going on. And without all these, the situation will just get worse. The Children's Society put together a children's charter, or rather a group of young people up north, together with a couple of our workers and a social worker, put together a children's charter. It's one of the sort of things that the society does, something that we do once that can be used many times. Someone high up's finding out how many councils are using it now. The last time I got information, it was 43. Any local councillors here? None. I just wonder how long it would take a council to put together a children's charter, approve it, discuss it again, change it, and get it into use. We give councils one they can take off the shelf and use tomorrow. And it's written by people who understand about running away. A 15-year-old child stood up and presented to the Minister for Children and a collection of council leaders and corporate sponsors about the charter she helped write. And it looks like a document that could be used as person-centered dementia care. It's about involving the child in why they ran away. All of this, I think, is critical work for children of this country. And it's the support of many people like you that makes the difference and makes this possible, gives us the ability to take good evidential facts to the people in power and get them to understand what is going on. And it's something we'll continue to do. On a lighter note, we deal with young carers, people as young as three who make cups of tea for their parents because their parents or one of their parents is not able to. And a frightening thought of a three-year-old grandchild boiling a kettle. But children under 18 who are acting as carers for their family. Once a year, we hold a young carers festival where they can escape and be children for a weekend. There's a lot of logistics to putting care in place, to having chaperones, to protecting them while they're at the event. And this year I volunteered, I went along because I've stood up and talked about it for 7 years and not seen what it actually is. It was absolutely amazing. 1,500 happy children talking to each other, making new friends, and with the aid of their mobile phones, providing their own support network, because they text each other. When they need help, they ask a friend. It's something to watch, and they all enjoyed it, you could tell. Music, adventure activities, exhibitions, games, experiences. It was something wonderful to watch, funded by people like you. So the Children's Society deals in research, promoting policy change, awareness, knowledge, working with voluntary and statutory bodies across the country to support young people, campaigning for change and promoting best practice. By doing that, we can multiply the money we raise by training other people to do it properly, by enabling processes. If we look locally, the Mole Valley constituency has some 20,000 children, 18% of which live in poverty. That's fantastic because it's way better than the national average of 30%. But it's also terrible to think in this kind of community, you're still talking about that level of poverty hidden away that we don't see most of the time. Teachers are probably far more aware than most of us. There are 928 children in care in Surrey. And something like 7,000 across Surrey with mental health issues. I find those numbers scary. And this is one of the better areas. So coming up next week, you've got Chris Dingle. 51 years ago, the Children's Society started what is now a Christmas tradition. Lincoln Cathedral, the first Chris Dingle service for the Children's Society. 2 years later, 20 Chris Dingle services. This year, over 6,000. Last Christmas, we raised £1.3 million from Chris Dingle. You remember those leftover mince pies you always have at Christmas that go in the bin because they really are too old to eat now and we've eaten so many? You could always buy a pack less and put an extra 150 in the Chris Dingle collection. We waste so much, enough wrapping paper to go to the moon and halfway back. Millions of turkey equivalents thrown away because we can't make any more turkey curry. And anyhow, is that meat still good because we couldn't get it in the fridge? We waste so much. Waste less and help the children a bit more. Might make a difference. Thank you for listening to me today. It really is people just like you all over the country who make a difference to the young people of this country. Thank you. The money we raise really does help children.